Shalom, my fellow people.
Josh is in a mood. Yeah,
you know, I'm a subterranean mole man, as Lucci has reminded me.
Lucci created a new anti-Semitic slur, is what he did. I guess he was onto something, because you wanted to start this off by talking about what's going on in New York or whatever with the tunnels, the landlord spawn, right? The Hasidic Jewish tunnels or whatever they found underneath this synagogue. I only saw the meme Nick posted. What's going on with that?
So we need to look this up a little bit, because I've been seeing stuff about like soiled mattresses. I've been seeing stuff about like possibly sexual assaults down there. Like, I don't know what these fucking mole men are doing.
Illegal tunnel under New York City synagogue destabilized nearby buildings. This is from the AP. The illegal tunnel discovered under a historic Brooklyn synagogue compromised the stability of several structures surrounding the religious complex, prompting an order to vacate as well as citations against its owners. Folks, we're just going to read the news to you because, you know, this is what our podcast is. The inspectors with New York City's Building Safety Agency uncovered a tunnel that was 60 feet long and 8 feet wide beneath the Shabbat Lubavitch global headquarters in Crown Heights. It connected four buildings owned by the Hasidic group through openings cut into basement walls. Didn't you see like also like some broad was like building a tunnel and like posting about it on Instagram, and then the city had to come in and be like, "What the fuck are you doing?
No, I this didn't ain't see a that code." Shit.
Yeah, I guess it's like, I guess people are really into tunnels right now.
We transitioned from being into trains to now we're into tunnels.
Yeah, no,
Elon
Musk's
scourge upon the planet does not stop.
Let me be honest. My autism is intrigued by that. You can build tunnels, you can build rooms, you can build bunkers. That's what it is. Tunnels lead to bunkers. Yeah. What it is.
Dude, we should build a tunnel like to our jobs, so that way, like, we don't have to deal with these fucking Notre Dame kids on the way to school.
Me and Tyler always dreamed about having neighboring houses and building a tunnel between them, leading to leading to a.
You know what that is? Is like, that's adulthood mixed with mental illness in the context of like two like best buddies when they're like 9 years old.
Just want to dig, man.
Yeah, but like, not even dig. They just want to like be able to like contact their buddies easily, and like that's like the 9 year old with like a walkie talkie.
Be like, and the, meet me in the bunker.
Yeah,
meet me in the elaborate bunker. The findings came after a two-day investigation to the structural stability of the complex, an internationally revered Hasidic Jewish center that became the site of a brawl Monday between police and worshipers seeking to defend the tunnel. I think that's what we saw, where video of them pulling up what the landlord spawn zone.
I don't see APAC supporting this cause.
I know. I didn't know. The New York NYPD in solidarity with Hamas, huh? That's actually, no, that's anti-Semitic. Not all Jewish people are Israeli. I keep forgetting that. That's like the low-hanging one. We gotta, let's redo that joke, all right? Let's be correct on this joke.
All right.
NYPD being real stormtroopers on this one. There we go. Yeah. The chaotic standoff brought public attention to a long-simmering split within the community related to the dynasty's longtime leader, Rabbi... who died in 1994. I ain't gonna try.
I want to read it.
Menachem Mendel Schneerson. My God.
Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson.
I feel bad because
Nick died in 1994.
Nick's gonna listen to it. And those his flippers are gonna start kicking in glee.
Those who supported the construction of the tunnel said that they believe
Schneerson
is the Messiah, that he is still alive, and he supports an expansion of the synagogue. The messianic view is rejected by Chabad's administrators. And then Rabbi Moti Seligson.
Seligson, let's go. A spokesperson for Chabad said the underground passage was built by a group of young agitators seeking unauthorized access to the synagogue. When Shabbat officials attempted to seal the openings on Monday, worshippers inside the tunnel refused to leave until they were dragged out by
I
police.
just love the idea that there's like a bunch of like Hasidic Jewish Kyle Rittenhouses down there just defending
Yeah.
like that is their car dealership
Oh
right
man, look at
there.
the attorney they got. If that isn't the most.
Wow. Levi Huebner,
Huebner.
an attorney for five of the men
They arrested
arrested,
nine people.
said
That's
his
so.
client, "My clients may have suffered from a little naivete, but had no intention of harming the building structurally."
Well, they did. And nearby buildings. Look at that
Oh,
photo of them.
that's tight. Wait,
That's awesome.
I want to continue the quote in the voice. "I'm 100% confident they wouldn't go near anything, do anything to disrupt the foundation of the synagogue in any way whatsoever,"
But
Huebner
yeah, but they did. You gotta
said.
be, Arthur, I have a plan. We're gonna dig a series of tunnels underneath our synagogue.
He's just like, they're good boys.
This
They
is
wouldn't get into no trouble. They try to keep their noses clean.
so they damaged the foundation of, I mean, look at this photo. That's hilarious. Of the synagogue and four neighboring buildings. This is wow. You think Marcus Stroman's gonna like that? The Jews are building tunnels for this new team he signed with. Let's get that into baseball news. Stroh just signed 2 years, 37 mil with a vesting option with the Yankees. And I wonder what his opinion is going to be about seeing Jewish
With
tunnels.
all that money, I just imagine he's going to be buying a private jet and is going to be staying as far away from ground level as possible from now on. He's just going to be flying at all times. He goes up in the air, he comes down, he goes to the game. The only time he's on the surface is when he's playing.
That'd be really funny if there was like a Jewish Jeepers Creepers creature just hunting Marcus Stroman. And I understand like this joke can definitely enter multiple layers of problematic, but folks, we're just being stupid here. Just a Jewish Jeepers Creepers trying to capture notorious anti-Semite Marcus
Okay,
Stroman.
but like every culture has like a boogeyman. So like what a like in Mexico, what do they call they call
Chupacabra.
yeah,
Yeah.
Chupacabra. That's the boogeyman.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, in Judaism, it's called Hitler,
Yeah.
and that's their boogeyman. So
Yeah.
I guess that would be everyone's
Pretty
boogeyman.
deadly.
Yeah, if
Yeah.
Hitler was chasing Stroman, he'd be like, ah, fuck this. Like, everyone would be like, fuck, we're gonna help you beat this guy's
Imagine
ass.
you're just sleeping in the middle of the night and then a fucking just loud German man starts banging on your door.
Yeah.
It's like it
Ach, sprich is leben a die.
it
Wie geht's es Ihnen?
You know how jarring that would be just to wake up to German being screamed
Wo ist das? Just screaming. Oh, Jesus Christ. What is that? Oh, it's Hitler again. He has no supernatural powers except immortality, but he's still just a frail little hateful man.
You gotta leave out some acrylic paint for Hitler. It's like
And should we be
$300.
concerned? No, if he gets in, we all just beat his ass. He's invincible, so we can hurt. He still feels pain, though.
It's like, well, it's how we want Biscuit to be,
Yeah,
where we
just
can just
immortal.
yeah.
Stroman got a 2-year, $37 million contract. That's a good buy for the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised Stroh opted out just to take, I thought, would be like less money. They
That
have
is.
a 3-year option of $18 million if he reaches 140 innings in 2025. So he
That is a
could make
pretty
more.
good I mean, that's a pretty good value for him because I mean, isn't
He's good.
was he issued a qualifying offer?
I don't know, but like
Because
that's less than a
yeah,
qualifying
that's what I'm
offer,
saying. Like
though.
I wonder if the market just dipped if he was issued one.
It's kind of like weird because I was looking at it today. He had an injury season where he had an ERA above 5, but Stroh's been like, I mean, he's been steady Eddie, man. So his last 2 seasons he hasn't pitched enough to qualify for like an ERA title. So I guess that's like why he made less. But I mean, prior to his days with the Cubs, I mean, he pitched over 200 innings twice, 179 in 2021, 184 in 2019. He threw a total of 275 and a third innings with the Cubs at a 3.73 ERA. He's never had a full season with an ERA below 4 since 2016, which is like his second full year starting. He still threw under 200 innings in that. I mean, that's a great bargain, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if he stays healthy and hits 150 innings, I mean, that's a very big steal. Yankees also settled up with Soto, giving him the largest arbitration deal, beating Shohei Ohtani by $1 million. Soto got $31 million. Yeah,
All right.
he's on track to be.
He's gonna.
I mean, Shohei got what, over 700 million? I mean, Soto, I guess.
The Yankees are totally trying to show goodwill right now, one to him, because they want to sign him to that juicy extension at some point.
Yeah, I mean, they should get on that.
The
Soto,
outfield of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, I mean, offensively, that's a fucking powerhouse. Like, holy
that more than
shit.
makes up if
That's
you can't
immortal.
like get a couple other good players, I feel like,
You could put
to kind of
Josh
fill that.
Reddick in one of the other corner outfield
Yeah, bring
spots.
him out of
Yeah,
retirement.
and you'd be like, this is a really good
He's
outfield.
been
Like,
mouthing off about like the amount players make these days. Fucking cuck. I mean, Soto's gonna at least get 500 million, right? Generationally talented player. I mean, we're watching a Hall of Famer hit now. He was, I mean, his worst seasons so far, he hits like high 800s. And
yeah.
typical seasons, he's a 900 to a one dot guy.
Depends on the deal. If they give him like 8 years on a contract, then he's probably
He ain't getting
making
eight.
it.
He's gonna get 10 to 12.
I know, but if they gave him 8, he's probably getting an AAV of $40 million a season,
I
like
figured
at
so,
least,
or at least at some point, or they might defer the fuck
or
out of
fifty
it.
million
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, they might fucking defer the shit out of
That's the
it.
move.
Let's see, Soto last season, 930 OPS, led the league in walks, hit 35 tanks, 109 RBIs, scored 97 runs. Padres offense was a little anemic though, so he would have scored more runs. He'll score 100 runs easily, I think, if he's hitting in front of Judge, which I think that's the move, you know? Like, have a Soto hit in front of Judge. He walks. Aaron Judge comes up with a guy on base. So, great offer. Good on them. Good job, Yankees. Go fuck yourself.
Yonkies.
We're talking about extending like Soto. Ken Rosenthal had a take.
Oh,
What
God.
a fucking. So, Rosenthal with the Athletic. I don't get why he wrote this. I don't think it is as nefarious as others say. So, Juan Soto. Juan
Jeez.
Soto's also a pedophile.
Accusations. Breaking on the worst fans of baseball podcast.
Wander Franco. So Wander Franco looks like he's gonna go to trial and he's gonna get he if he can't come back to the US, Rays get to nullify that 11-year, $182 million contract.
But what's the contingency of him getting back in the US if he's
I
not found
so
guilty
fucking
overseas?
first off, Rosenthal has been notoriously like quiet about this shit. Like, he's liked and like I think maybe retweeted one thing, but like he hasn't been like on this. Like, someone who is a national baseball writer should look into. He what he's I'm happy he got fired from MLB.com for challenging Rob Manfred. That's cool. Good for you, Ken. But like, what is this article, man? I don't get the vibes of it, or I don't get the ethos, the pet, whatever. So the shtick of it is that, he may be hiding underneath the guise that, this is the risk, one of the risks that might happen when you deal out a guaranteed contract to a very, very young player instead of going through pre-arb years and arbitration years. Okay. This is one of the things that might happen. And I want to be like, yeah, no shit. So, what is the purpose of this? That team shouldn't do that? Because that's the only thing I'm able to read into on this. I don't know. I'm going through it. It just kind of feels like ownership bootlicking. He
Yeah, I
uses like
mean,
Fernando Tatis as an example of someone who got a massive deal, had their run it, not even run-ins with the law. Tatis got busted for peds, so run-ins with MLB
but not
and then bounced
pedophiles,
back.
just to
Yeah,
clarify.
not
That is, he
peds,
wasn't like
but
keeping pedophiles as like slaves, although that would probably be kind of based, so.
yeah. So like he brings up stuff like, considering like a player's maturity level, What is there, as he says, what is the player's level of maturity? What is his moral compass? How will he respond to success and failure? Does he get enough support from his family, from his agent? First off, guaranteed contracts like this are both good and bad things. Okay. Let's say we're in a universe where Wander Franco didn't do what he did. Okay. Or is at least being accused of. Okay. We'll give him benefit of doubt there. And he's just going to go on to be like a regular baseball player. Okay. The deal the Rays gave him is a fucking steal. The same that what Alex Anthopoulos has
How
given
big of a
out,
deal did he get?
182 million over 11 years for a guy who is
That's,
going to be a perennial all-star
it's
every
less than
year.
18 mil a season.
Now it's backloaded. He makes like 25 million like the last 2 or 3 years, but still, that's in years 9, 10, and 11. From now, 25 million is probably going to be the basic minimum what you pay for an average starting fielder, average starting batter. That is guaranteed money that you dangle in front of a young player with a lot of talent, because they take that, they have guaranteed cash. Okay. I don't like that, but I get it. You get like a guaranteed paycheck, because anything could happen. You could blow out your elbow. You can get hit by a truck. You could become a pedophile,
I mean, it's essentially selling a stock. Like, hey, the stock is trending up. It's trending up. It's trending up. Okay,
Yeah, it
well, let's
was
come
what
ahead and sell
it's
now
what
before it
Anthopoulos did
drops.
with the Braves. Okay. Ozzie Albies' contract is criminal. Okay. What he gave Acuna is also criminal. You assess players with tremendous talent ahead of time, and the thing that's going to be is getting them, one, buying them out of their arbitration years, which we're coming up on our annual Let's Talk About Baseball arbitration. But you get them out of their arbitration years. All right. Now, I've shat on baseball arbitration a lot in the past. It is a good thing it has, that it exists, compared to what we had prior, which is
Don't buy
players were
in.
shit out of luck. Okay. There are stuff I would like to see change. Like, I don't like the take it or leave it. I believe they should adopt a system that the NHL has where an arbiter rules the amount between, if not in favor of one side or the other.
Oh, is
But
that, well, don't they kind of do that whenever they go to court? Because
no, it's a take it or leave it. So,
I always thought that the amount, because like I swear I've seen amounts before where it's like, oh, they settled at
they
3.3.
settle. That's where the player and team settle. But when it actually goes to arbitration, they rule, both sides submit two numbers, and the arbitrator picks one or the other. That's how it goes in MLB.
That's fucky.
It's designed that way to encourage compromise. That's 100% what it's designed to do. Now, the Cardinals have settled with everyone except Tommy Edman, but we'll get in that. But these contracts that get doled out are designed to avoid those years, because we just saw Juan Soto get 31 million. Corbin Burns got over 15 million in his arbitration. Pete Alonso just got 20 million. If you get a guy ahead to where you pay him, in Ozzie's case, 7 or 8 million, that's a shit ton of money you're saving. All right. And then you have them locked up beyond their arbitration years and possibly into some of their free agent seasons. Let's look up, I think Acuna's is fucking 10 year. Ronald Acuna contract. So, what Rosenthal, and again, I'm confused by it, because what it's coming out to is, the only way I'm reading it is that it's not a good thing that guys do get guaranteed money on it, in which that's fine to take that position if
I mean,
what you're saying
it's a
is
little
that,
bootlickery, but
yeah, if what you're going to say, if he was writing this as players that get dicked like this, like the Braves players, this isn't good for baseball or good for players. They should gamble more on themselves. I'm 100% okay with that article. But if his article is, sometimes shitty people become superstar baseball players and they take advantage of that status, and then it comes to light. So maybe we shouldn't give them superstar money like that. We should instead gauge their emotional maturity. I'm motherfucker, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
Franco's been in their international complex and in their system for what, 4, 6 years? I think they fucking knew. Okay. He had some dust ups with Randy Arizona
Well,
and the clubhouse this past year. Probably because he was being fucking investigated.
I mean, at those clubs, though, or when you're super, super young and you're developing as a teenager, like, who's to say that people didn't look the other way? Like, but
Yeah, I'm
maybe the
genuinely
organization might
curious.
have known that
Yeah,
there was
no.
some funny business. Maybe not the severity,
As
but.
when anything with something like this comes out, I want to know what the organization knew. Acuna Jr., he got $100 million from 2019 to 2028. He has a average salary of $12.5 million. That's highway. That's highway robbery. 8
Yeah.
years, $100 million.
Plus, you're donating 1% to the Braves Foundation.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. Disgusting.
I think, I mean, I know
DeWitt's
we.
an MVP, and he's making.
DeWitt should just give every new signing like an Arby's franchise as like a
Yeah,
bonus.
that would probably work. He'd buy like Steak and Shake or something like
That would
that.
actually be like a weird, but weirdly good selling point of just like, hey, yeah, no. As a bonus, I'm going to give you three franchises of this fast food restaurant. And you're like,
So,
what? And you're like, yeah, someone will run it for you. You will do nothing, but you'll just make millions every year at
when I was researching 1982, you know what Ozzie Smith asked for in one of his contract negotiations?
what?
A Busch Brewery.
That's tight.
Yeah, he wanted to. He's like, you know, I want to be involved with this franchise for, you know, rest of my days after playing. I mean, that's what he wanted with like Padres. That's where like that fucking 25-year contract came that the
Oh
Padres
yeah.
used to shit on him.
25
He's
year,
like, yeah, I
25
figure I'd play
million.
for you for like 10, 15 more years, and I want to work as a coach or an instructor in 10 years after that at $1 million, like 25 years, 25 million. And I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking
Deal.
steal. Yeah, easily. Like, yeah, but pay it all up front. Fucking
I mean, and the dude
cheap
went on,
tax of shit.
yeah, the dude went on to play what?
What
17 more
about
years after that?
Austin Riley as well? Because he signed a mega one here as well, and I'm curious. 10 year, 212 million. That's more. Oh, I mean, it's a steal by the end of that deal,
Oh yeah.
especially halfway through. But that's at least a little less criminal than Albies.
I mean, they also got a steal when they signed Sean Murphy to an extension
They
this
got
last
one with
off
that.
season. And then there's of course the Matt Olson extension,
And
which
Matt
I
Olson,
know he was fucking
I'm
underpaid.
imagining. Yeah. I mean, they got Strider as well. Ozzie Albies, 7 year, $35 million. Alex Anthopoulos should be in brought before the fucking Hague, dude.
Well, Ozzie Albies has had ups and downs. I mean, he's very good when he's playing,
Here it
but
is,
he's been very
Striders.
injured.
Fucking Strider, 6 years, $75 million. Strider, if he doesn't do what Nick says he's going to do, Strider, I think, is going to win Cy Young this upcoming season. 380 innings on a already surgically repaired elbow. I mean, I think this is probably his year, as much as I hate to say it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess this takes us to arbitration. I mean, Albies would have made way more in arbitration if he didn't sign that. Strider, barring any kind of injury, is going to beat that 10 to 11. I mean, Burns made $15 million in his arbitration, which always it feels kind of weird that Corbin Burns is still in arbitration. I keep forgetting.
Yeah,
He
if
feels like he's like a 10-year vet for some reason to me.
how old is he? He's
He's
not
like, I
even.
think, 28, 29.
Yeah, I didn't think he was in his 30s, early 30s yet.
Let me type him in here.
But he also looks like a burly dude who
He's
looks
a
like he.
bulldog, dude. I mean, just look at him. He's 29, so he'll be 30 October next year.
Which
So
that
he's going on
sucks.
30.
That sucks
He'll be a
for
free
him.
agent, though.
He will be a free agent, but. I guess, I mean, you're hitting it in your age 30 season, but for a guy like him, it's like, man, you're a team's. Maybe I'm looking at this in an old school way. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud.
Okay.
Teams back in the day used to maybe give you like 5 years tops with if you're 30, right? It'd be a very big, I mean, a big deal for the time, but
Yeah.
he'll probably get like a 7 or 8 year deal.
Yeah, and you know, and people will bitch about it. They'll be like, yeah, but it's all like the value that you get in a pitcher like that, like Gerrit Cole, it's all within the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And Cole might. There are some guys that are going to beat Father Time. Scherzer has pitched well. He's still going to be a good pitcher. Scherzer and Verlander into their
Yeah.
40s. Zach Greinke pitched into his 40s. You know, you can still be an effective and decent pitcher
Where did Greinke
past
sign?
35.
Has he signed anywhere?
I don't think. I think he's retired, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, I think he was thinking about going back for one more year. He's
God,
a
he
free
better.
agent.
I mean, he can, I guess, do it to fucking get 3,000 Ks. But, like, that doesn't make sense to me because he was so. He was like 1-14. He was ass cheeks. He was ass cheeks, my boy.
Yeah, he was on the Royals,
No,
though.
yeah, said he could return. Oh, please just call it a career, dude. Actually, who gives a fuck if you go to the Royals?
Now,
God damn.
one article mentioned Zach Greinke as like a potential like Cardinals dark horse. I'm
No.
like, how old are we
Did
trying to
we
go?
not learn our fucking lesson last year? Silly. Silly, silly. Brewers Burns settled at 15.6 million. They settled, so they didn't have good arbitration, but the Brewers pissed him off last year. Max Fried got 15 million in arb. Shane Bieber got over 13. Dylan Cease got 8 million in arbitration. And then the Rays gave Shane McClanahan a 2-year, $7.2 million extension. So, oh, well, good for them. So, Cardinals arbitration, Carlson, Kittredge around 2.3 million. John King, of all fucking creatures, is a super two, but they settled with him. And then we had one more guy that settled. Helsley. Helsley got three.
What? I feel very dumb spacing on John King's face right now.
He's
I have no idea what he
he won't
looks
be
like.
he'll be gone eventually.
I can't even
He's a
picture.
ground ball machine, dude. He's a hero.
Did we get him this offseason?
Yeah, we picked him up in the trade with Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, so in the not the not in the offseason then.
No, we picked him up in the Monty
That's what
trade.
I asked you, bro.
You
Ooh,
fucking
John King.
doofus.
The guy like
John King. Yeah, that one, the CNN anchor.
the off
John
brand.
King, the pussy-eating
He's
machine.
like the off brand straight Anderson Cooper.
Helsley got his arbitration settled at 3.8 million. So good for him because we saw how much it hurt him last year, which all comes down to Salami Tommy Edman. Fangraphs and Spotrac have him his arbitration between 6 and a little over 8 million. Tommy's worth more than that for a utility guy
Yeah.
that's, you know, 2 years ago he was nearly a 5 or 6 war player just based on his base running defense alone.
I mean, he's a $15 million guy
He is
or
an everyday
more.
starting player for pretty much most MLB teams. They would find a place
Yeah,
for him.
and if not, he's like
He would be bottom of the order hitter, but they'd be like, oh, I could play him anywhere. Let's not get this confused with he is just a re he's an everyday player.
yeah.
Because I know people are gonna your fans are probably gonna bring that up and be like, didn't you say he's overvalued in trades? Yes, he is. No one's gonna trade like a really good pitcher for just him. Okay,
Yeah.
he is. He can be used anywhere on the field, and he can play anywhere.
Well, he's like a ups like a much, much better version of like Kike Hernandez to me. Like Swiss Army knife can play anywhere on the infield, really second and short,
Yeah, he's just a
and then
significantly
any outfield spot.
like
Like
I think Kike was probably like a slightly. I mean, Kike could hit for 20 homers, but like, yeah, I mean, Tommy is just the other parts of that. Like, aside from hitting, he is better at Kike Hernandez and everything else. Gold
Kike,
Glover.
how many homers did Tommy hit last year?
He hit like 12 or 13.
But I mean, he's injured a good chunk of the year. If he stayed healthy, he might have hit 20.
He wouldn't have.
I mean, he would have been
The
close.
closest he came was like that rookie year in those 90 games where he hit like 11 or 12. But other than that, I mean, his ceiling is maybe 20 homers, but that is the
That
peak of his ceiling.
is the ceiling.
But he's a
Yes, I
double
agree.
digit guy. I mean, that's not a bad thing to
The
have.
ceiling is the roof.
Occasional surprising pop, you know? What do
Interesting.
you, I mean, I guess it comes down to, because you know how arbitration hearings go. You have players' reps, you have the team reps, you have a person selected by the MLBPA, you have a person selected by MLB as their judges, and then they go at it. It's fun.
They should move up the arbitration process to like late December, so that way on like Festivus they can have all the court dates
Oh
at
yeah, they could
once
do
and
that.
just
Have a
air
little
all of the
lull.
grievances. Like,
Like What did they bring up about like Helsley last year? I think it was like lack of save or no lack of
They go
appearances.
straight to racism too.
Yeah,
Like
they'd be like,
the
they
guy's wearing
can't.
like a headdress just to
Is showing up in
yeah.
an old Washington Commanders
Yeah.
gear, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, they brought up like Helsley didn't make that many appearances in his, and he was like, "Yeah, I led the league in like fucking multiple out saves, like in appearances. Like, what the fuck else do you want?
Yeah.
Like, I had like the most, like more than one any, like more batter's face, like
You
appearance."
guys installed special lights around the stadium and bulbs just for me
You
so I
guys.
can come in the game.
You guys treated me like I was being managed by Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
This wasn't fun. I'm sure what they'll probably bring up with Edmund is declining or stagnant production, like a very middle of the road OPS. The fact that he had to have wrist surgery that we didn't know about. I'm sure they'll use that against him. They'll probably bring up a slight decline defensively. And I'm sure Edmonds' camp will bring up that he has played everywhere, done everything the Cardinals have asked. It has performed at an exemplary level defensively, has stolen bases, and despite all this, with inconsistent playing time at a position, he has found a way to be an average big league hitter. He is well worth $8 million.
He finds himself in a really difficult spot because he has all the argument to make his case. However, it's a lot harder to make that case when you're currently injured or you're currently recovering and you're being ready by spring training is arguably in question. Like that's the shitty part for him in all of this is that you're in the worst spot you can be in, even though it's not too serious of an injury since it's been operated on, but nevertheless.
Cardinals are, what do they call it, filing trial. So if they don't come in agreement, they just say, let's go to arbitration,
They just kill
baby.
him.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm pro players getting paid. I mean, they're underpaid enough as it is. And you know, as we head into the season, you have so in terms of like active payroll, we're about, you know, 15 to 20 million short than where we were last year. Our total payroll in terms of deferment and other bonuses, like confirmed, is about 200 million, which is what they throw toward the luxury tax CBT there. I mean, we saw like Bill DeWitt the third, so they brought out the gremlin to say that they're kind of pretty much have their wad shot on that. Oh no. I mean, they have the money to pay Tommy. I hope Tommy wins. Hope Tommy gets 10 million.
I'm gonna jump real quick. All of these projections I'm seeing for our payroll are I it's just hard to stomach that we're being lied to again. I mean, payroll is going to go up,
Yeah.
and it's literally dropped considerably.
Well, and like, keep in mind, like, the books aren't public. So you have Jason Hill has done really good coverage over this. Aviv Alberto is trying to keep tabs on all
Yeah.
of the contracts. And, you know, so we're going off in terms of opening day. You have what's reported via CBT and SpoTrac, or sorry, SpoTrac, which can, takes in what they throw toward the CBT. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, especially with like the press, they just say this is our number for it. Here it is. I'm like, okay, well. I mean, we don't get to see the book. I mean, you see the Braves books, they're a publicly traded company. They have to report on that.
Yeah,
But
I mean,
I would say
you could say with a pretty decent level of certainty when
after,
you know the
yeah,
contracts,
when you
like.
take in like Holiday and Waino's deferments and all that shit, yeah, I would say they're probably around 200 million in terms of what their active payroll is toward like their at least 40-man roster. I would say it's closer to what Jason has.
I don't know. It's just fucking pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I
There was
think,
ever an off season to spend
you know,
big.
for the longest time, we were top four, top five payroll team. You know, we went to a series in 04 and an LCS appearance in fucking 05. I think we went to one in
It was
02.
the Walt Jogger era.
We won a series in 06. We won a series in 11. We had a fucking LCS appearance in 2012. I mean, you gotta spend some fucking money, man.
Yeah, we went out and got Berkman and Beltran.
Now, I will.
Actually, we didn't have Beltran in the same lineup with Albert, though, ever. It was just
Yeah,
Berkman, but
I will say for the most part. I mean, As long as we don't get horrific innings out of Gibson and Lynn early on in the season, this will probably be, I guess my sneak preview to whether this, or, sneak peek and what my preview for this team will be. 80 to 85 wins, what I would say is safe, which is border, I mean, chance to win the division. I think, I mean, it doesn't look like, I mean, the Cubs are the only ones that have kind of like made any moves. They traded for, I guess I'm going to say Dodgers prospect. They traded for Michael Busch, only got like 20 games in the pros,
Yeah.
and he hits like 30 fucking bombs a year in the minors. He's a UNC guy. So, like, I would say that's an improvement. They got Imanaga. I can't say his goddamn
Imanaga.
Imanaga. They picked him up, and yeah, and
Imanaga.
was Imanaga?
Imanaga.
Imanaga.
Yeah, you said Imananga.
Not manga, you mongoloid. Imanaga
Imanaga.
got picked up for 4 years, 50 something million. So Cubs picked up some pitching. Good for them. Like, I feel like it's just kind of a wash because they lost Stroman on it. And Shota is like, past 30 years old. He also carries with him a high fly ball rate, which on some days will be great in Wrigley Field and other days will be terrible. But I mean, he'll be decent, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, someone posted today where they're like I'm a little scared of this Cubs pitching staff, and I'm like,
No, they were scary
dude,
last year.
I'm still not like they don't frighten me in any way.
Yeah.
I'm not a, like Justin Steele's their best pitcher, and he's good. He's very good. But that's I mean that's your number one. Then you're following it with what? What's his face? I can't ever say the guy's name. James Taillon.
Jameson Taillon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like he's always been a mid pitcher to me.
Yeah. Dakota doesn't have what their projections are. I know Fangraphs thinks the Cardinals are going to be between 80 or Zips, sorry, 85 and 90 wins. So I don't. Yeah. I don't. I would say we'll be around 500. That's kind of what I'm thinking at this point. I think our offense will be good, barring horrific injuries, obviously. I think our defense will be improved, but I think it's going to be league average, and I think our pitching. Our starting pitching will fucking suck, aside from Sonny Gray. And I think our bullpen will be decent. That's what my vibe is.
My vibe, actually, you want a little sneak peek on my
What's your little sneak
top
peek?
five starting pitchers in baseball?
We haven't done one of those lists. I think we said fuck those lists. We should still do like
This
lists
is
like that.
not a bit.
What is your
Number
bit?
one, Sonny Gray.
Okay.
Number two, Lance Lynn. Number three, Kyle Gibson.
Oh my God.
Number four, you guessed it.
Rudy Rudiger.
Yes. Number five, Nestor Cortes.
Nestor Cort, nasty Nestor is back. He's
Oh,
back,
dude.
baby. He's back. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want any other baseball news outside of it. What does the Discord want? Like the most random ass non-roster invitees.
Yeah.
Baseball Cube kept a list of them back to 07. And obviously the best one is Igor Juan Gonzalez. You know who Juan Gonzalez is? Back-to-back American League MVP, dude. He hit 400 something bombs, mainly with the Texas Rangers.
Let me look this guy up.
He's a hideous creature. He probably also most likely juiced. If he didn't do that, I mean, he's probably a Hall of Famer. Because he put up like some Carlos Delgado level numbers in terms of counting stats, and all in a pretty short amount of time. Yeah,
This
stud,
guy
right?
mashed in his career.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he hit over 40 bombs, what, five, six times? I mean, got two MVPs. That one's probably the best one. I mean, the other ones I found were like Larry Bigby, Felix or Miguel Batista, Alex Cora.
Have you seen what Nick just sent
Yeah, I
us?
just saw
What
that. Alan
the
Dershowitz
fuck?
versus Marcus Stroman.
Versus coughing baby. Hydrogen bomb versus coughing
I
baby.
don't know the. I think it's a making fun of. I don't know. I think Alan Dershowitz is. It came with music.
Good.
Wow, that is a deep fried meme. Alan Dershowitz, notorious Epstein collaborator, versus Marcus Stroman, who is Oh, I mean, I guess he's a little heartbroken. X said they won't carry NFTs now
Ooh.
on Twitter. So, Strowman took an L there, and then he also took an L because he likes anti-Semitism. I don't know.
Was Elon ever a big NFT guy?
Yeah.
I thought he
All that
was.
crypto bullshit,
Yeah.
too. NFTs and crypto are like intertwined, man. They build off each other. So, and I think I'll have to find it and send it to you, but like the people behind like the Bored Apes NFT or have like ties to like Nazi shit. And like, okay, well, like everything that's like related to like libertarianism, it comes back to, racial purity, Nazis, and lowering the age of consent because love is
And then
love,
they
right?
decided to sell one to Seth Green.
Yeah, like I remember like libertarians in like the good old days when I was in college were just like Ron Paul, like I want to smoke pot. And I feel like they were just like fringe leftists. Because I like all those guys I know now, those libertarians have gone on to become leftists.
Yeah, because they probably became more liberal socially in a lot of ways too.
Yeah, I think
I
it was
mean,
just kind of like you see you like I mean, when you think of like I would say like my taste of like left wing utopia is libertarian in the aspect that it is very pro individual autonomy, right? And I mean, you have to sacrifice some of that. I mean, like if you have a national healthcare system, you will have a big government, correct? But
yeah.
I think in terms of what like is attractive to folks like that that became libertarians, they looked at like the relationship between myself and my community shouldn't be dictated by what Spectrum wants to do or Drury Hotels, like in our case, let use a local example, and like we shouldn't give out tax credits to like folks that use that to
Okay.
not provide a net good for your community. And I think they took that and they built on it to become like, well, we should use the state tool, the apparatus of that, as like to promote public good, to promote, as it should be a tool for the public. That's a better word.
Yeah, it's one thing you can agree on
And then
with
you have
a
the other side.
libertarian is the $400 toilet seats is ridiculous.
You have the other side that looks at that, and instead of being like, we should use our power politically to, promote social and economic justice for everyone, I'm going to instead blame it on the institutions that hold that power that have promoted this like decay and malaise
Yeah.
within our social and economic institutions. And whenever someone brings it up that, well, it's kind of the economic system we have, I'm going to say, no, it's not true capitalism. That's crony capitalism. That's not real communism. It's, not the communism I subscribe to. Capitalists do the same thing with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Barry Hovis came in. I got to argue with him a
Oh,
little bit.
again.
Yeah, so he came in, got a made a plan change, shoot the shit. And anytime Barry's our state rep for
He's
this
your
house.
state rep.
He was, wasn't he? Who we got moved to?
No, he is yours.
No, he's mine,
Technically,
right?
he's not
Yeah,
mine,
you
but
have
that's true.
John Voss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Barry's out here at this locale. At this house, we stand Barry
Yeah.
Hovis. He has Verizon, he comes in, and anytime he comes in, I always grill him because it's fun for me. So I do everything he wants. He's really big on a I feel like state reps, and you can probably attest to this, so tell me if I'm onto something. They have a big project, their bill, because they want to have something to bring their constituents.
Yeah.
Everyone has homework to turn in and get like a grade on it. And Barry's for the past like since he took office in 2019 has been right to repair, which I support him on. And right to repair in terms of John Deere and Case. He's mainly fighting John Deere on this one, which is if you want to get like your tractor fixed, that's a John Deere. You have to take it to a John Deere establishment. Right to work laws are,
But it
they
also
suck.
applies against, Apple, Tesla, like,
Same thing.
yeah, I
His big
mean.
thing is fighting that one. But like, no, we agree on that. Like, it's right to repair. The way I've seen it has been used to one corner markets on part like Tesla.
take our and
Tesla fought, you
make an
know, they don't,
artificial monopoly.
yeah,
Like,
Tesla wanted to where all their charging stations would only service Teslas. That's not the case anymore, but that was what they wanted. And then you have like, the rest with right to repair is obviously you have something that fucks up. You have to go to the dealership, the manufacturer. They get that amount of money. They can charge you for that. It's a pain in the ass. Nearest Apple store, for example, around here is in St. Louis. Okay. So good on Barry for that. The rest of the thing Barry's bad about is like trans shit, abortion, typical Republican behavior. And I was telling Tyler this because it's a compliment I give because you and I grew up in this area, right? Is that someone like Barry strikes me as, you know, charming. And like compared to all other rural bumpkins, you know, he's interesting. He has smart things to say.
he's like those ogres in the Blighted Village in Baldur's Gate. They're like,
You can
yeah.
go,
Yeah.
okay, yeah.
We can like
We smart old guys. Bring a little fowl, we'll come in and we'll eat. Oh, blimey. Can't believe they're letting them piss in every bathroom. Republican ogres, Jesus. But like, Barry's all those things. You know, if I met him like on the street, I shoot the shit with him. But like, you start to notice that fades a little bit when you'd be like, oh yeah, this is smart, charming, interesting guy with interesting things to say, who wants to gas my queer friends?
Yeah.
like maybe not literally, but like, it comes. I mean, Republicans want trans people to die.
Well, and I think that also needs to be said for local politicians. He might kind of feel that way. Like, he might think, like, oh, trans athletes in sports, that's a little messed up. Run of the mill. Granted, he might overamplify and say things that he truly doesn't believe with because, you know,
It's the party line.
preaches to the base.
Oh,
Like,
God, we were talking about the redistricting. Okay. Clean, Missouri clean, the first
yeah.
round of it, where it was we appoint like a neutral arbitrator for like redistricting maps. But the
Yeah.
problem is, it's picked by, I think, like the governorship and I think the state auditor. It's picked by two offices up there. But the problem is, if one political party controls multiple modes of government in the state, it's not going to really be a neutral party. So
Oh,
he
yeah.
brought up, he's like, they were backed by Soros money. And like, I remember because I got my Evernote, my little note taking app, strictly for that. I was like, Barry, let me look this up. And like, I pull him up, look at this. Like, I'm like, I took notes on this. We talked about it. I'm like, the Soros thing you're bringing up. And I'm like, I don't want to be rude, but like, it's not true. Like Missouri Clean got backed by numerous like money groups, sure, and one of them had like money that they got like 100 grand from George Soros, and they gave some of that money to Missouri Clean. But that's not to directly say that George Soros wrote them a check for that. He gives money out to numerous PACs, and
Yeah.
then they distribute that money out to it, like. Whenever you say it like that, you're saying like George Soros personally interfered with Missouri Clean over our voting districts.
I mean, however, ever since what was it, like McCain-Feingold, the hard money, soft money campaign finance reform, I mean, and
Yeah.
then of course Citizens United kind of undid a lot of the
Yeah,
gain
I mean, you
with
know, like if we're gonna bitch
like you
about,
can donate as much money via PAC,
you
so if you
can't.
give it.
Or
If you know it's going to be followed through someone to a pack, like,
better, I'm like Barry, like.
GG.
I'm like, I don't want about your ass here, but like, Koch brothers. I mean, we have numerous fucking billionaires that like back all this horrible shit to
Yeah.
begin with. Anyway, like, if we want to talk about getting George Soros out, yeah, let's get all that. How do you feel about Citizens versus Citizens United? We talked about inflation. I asked him to do something about rent control, and he admitted that. He admit, he's like, you know, it's more expensive to live here than St. Louis. I'm like, yeah, man, I've been doing that research. What should we do about it? Well, the problem is that inflation's out of control because of all the money Joe Biden is spending. And there are, he said, 7
Oh, it's
million.
not because people like Jared Ritter and his real estate company are buying up all, half of the fucking rental homes in the area
That too. And
to
right. Well,
artificially
I
inflate
kind of
the
bring that
market.
up to him on
Yeah.
it. And he was like, you know, there's 700 or 7 million males in this country that are not working between 21 and 49, and you know, that's a boon. And I'm like, I said, I'm like, I've done like research on like welfare money, and it's not that much money. And I'm like, I kind of like barbed at him here. I'm like, I think, like, hear me out on this one, like, in terms of prices, like, I think it's the people like at the top that are fucking with like prices more that inflation wise than like us with social spending. Or the fact that, you know, we always have shit ton of money to spend on the US military. Like, I remember, like, you remember when fast food workers, McDonald's workers were fighting for $15 an hour
Yeah.
minimum wage and striking for that?
They still don't have it in
They
Missouri.
still don't have it. Do you know, like, they did, the CBO did a, had a report on it, because I remember, because Liz Warren was touting it. You know how much money it would cost McDonald's, like, for a meal, like, to add on to their meal for them to just cover the, their payroll increase to
I'm gonna
just
add like
move?
30 cents or something.
68 cents is
Okay.
what it was. 68 cents. And he was, I was like, I kind of like brought that up, and he was like, you know, I talk to people at Burger King, you know, that own a Burger King franchise, and, you know, they have to like sell their meals at $14 an hour. I'm like, yeah, they don't have to. They're doing it because like they like to use the smoke screen that is people, you know, the poors want a slower, more dignified form of suicide, because that's what minimum wage is a slow form of suicide. They want like a little more dignity with it, with their pay. Like, and these assholes, these, it ain't like just franchise owners, it's Burger King in general, because this shit's across the board. They just buy the bottom line on it, okay? It's not like each franchise has to adjust
Well,
for
when
that.
they order stuff from Burger King to restock, like the, you know, the corporation, is that entity charging franchisees more for those raw ingredients?
Right.
If so, then, you know.
To me, like, it's so, insofar as this is that, like, whenever we, if we're gonna use like workers' wages on it, like these owners, you know, business owners will use it as a smokescreen to say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to raise my prices by X amount of percent. I'm gonna blame it on my workers going from like $13 an hour to $15 an hour, and I'm gonna use that as a smokescreen, is what it is. Like, if you take like, if you take like a shit ton, like a big ass company, let's say 100 guys, 100 people, and they go from like 15 an hour to like 20 an hour, that's a lot of money. Okay, I mean, you're looking at
Like if,
$4,000. You're going from 36K a year to 40K. You're going up.
oh, if you make $5 more an hour, yeah,
Yeah.
that's.
So you mean 100
Oh
guys?
wait, no, that's at 40 hours a week, that's 10,000.
If you're going from 15 an hour to 20 an hour,
Yeah,
you're
that's a
going from,
10,000 pay bump.
yeah, you're going from 36,000, I think, to 40,000. What it is.
His rule of thumb is like I make 20 an hour,
Yeah.
double that. That's I make roughly 40 for the year.
Yeah.
So if you got a
So we're going
five,
back.
if you got a 5 million pay bump, that's really a, or $5 an hour pay bump, that's really 10 million a year,
Yeah.
or 10,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between 36, because 15 an hour right now is what,
We're
like
debating
36?
math.
Yeah.
Should we just do the math?
Yeah, let's do the math.
Let's do the math.
Let's do the math. Here, I'll do it. Do the Blues win? Blues won. God, Bannister's gonna fuck around and get a job. Hold on. 15 times 40 times 52. 31. Okay, sorry, not 36. You're right. They're going, it's an increase of $8,800.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you take that, okay, by like 100 guys, you know, is what, 880,000 total in that? Like, the percentage of that is what, an increase of what, 20% is what it is?
Yeah.
But like, you don't have to increase your prices by
Because it's
20%.
about volume.
Yeah, it's all about volume. Like,
And
you probably only have to increase your price by 5, 6, 7%, depending on what your volume is. I don't know.
well, maybe it's because all the local franchisees of Burger King fucking suck and take an eternity. So it's not like McDonald's that you're just like fucking boom, boom, boom. You know, you hit
Well, I
it.
mean, like, each business is different. And honestly, if you, like, you can't afford to pay your workers a living wage, go to hell. I hope your business fails at that point of it, at that point. But like, in terms of like price increase, I mean, I know I have a lot of things that affect that, you know, what raw materials you bring in, but like, using the guise of like labor to hide behind that, because it's not like labor doesn't control inflation that much. It's the people that set the prices that just want to make extra money off
Yeah.
of it. That's it. That's it. We have record-setting profits every single fucking year in the private sector. Boeing, Josh, I don't know if you saw this. Boeing has record-setting profits. They're gonna have to recall a shit ton of their fucking jumbo jets, because They had like fucking doors flying off of them, depressurizing
Oh,
cabins.
cool.
Yeah. Privatize profits, socialize the costs. That's what it is every time.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's also back to like the. I mean, I wanted to mention this earlier when we were talking about right to repair, because like with Tesla and the superchargers, who do you think gave them fucking tax credits to build those fucking
Yeah,
superchargers
exactly.
and shit? Like, who. Tesla themselves did not pay for their network of chargers. So it's the same reason why, like, when the federal government gives a drug company like grant money for R&D, and then they develop a drug, and then it's like,
They
okay,
charge the shit out of it,
yeah, for
yeah.
the next 20 years or whatever it is, I'll get to charge, it could be fucking insulin. And
Yeah,
it's
and be
like, oh
like, well,
yeah.
how much of that like came from like government, yeah, like from federal money on that one. So
I mean, if taxpayer money is involved, I think it's got to be for the greater good much sooner than a couple decades or whatever the fuck
yeah.
it is. Like, have a couple of years while it's in trials. You can fuck around, make a killing.
I told him about, I talked to him about, like, you ever hear monetary, modern monetary policy, which is domestic debt sort of doesn't really matter because you can always just erase it by printing money. And he brought up that that runs out because if inflation gets crazy, because our dollar loses its value. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I understand that aspect of it, but he's like, because it's tied to gold. I'm like, okay, gold's all right, we're not. Gold has value because we make up value. Everything has value because we make up value to
Yeah.
it. I didn't want to go down that road because we did find common ground shitting on cryptocurrency. He's like, well, isn't that like what you said about crypto? I'm like, not the. It's different when the fucking state does it and backs it, okay?
Yeah.
And buys shit like oil
And fucking
and
regulates
guns to
it.
kill people. Like, that's different. You saw what. You saw Latin American countries like using Bitcoin. That's stupid.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's good. I felt like if I. You know, because I used to like playing bad. Like, if I talk to like older conservatives that just come in and be like, I have opinions about immigrants. I'm going to tell you about it while I bitch about my Verizon bill. I'll play with them like a cat plays with their toy. Be like, oh, it's interesting how you feel that way. But like, I felt like I'd be betraying something if like I didn't at least grill my state rep for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, nice guy. I always, you know, like talking to
Actually,
him.
I remember because he came at my old job. He came to one of our planning commission meetings and I talked to him. I was like, actually, my roommate sold you a phone last time you went and got one. And he's like, oh, I remember that guy. He
He
was
called me a gay slur too.
that little queen. But I mean, he is a nice dude. I mean, that's the thing, is like you said, they're charismatic. Like,
Yeah, and he's a
hey, I
politician
took
for
a Republican ballot for the first time ever in that primary just to vote for John Voss, because his
Oh, Elaine Egger.
yeah and our
Yeah.
guy was running unopposed. So I'm like, let's this guy, the Republican's gonna win, so
I
let's give the
did
least crazy one.
one. To vote Emerson over Drew Judy. Or you, Drew Juden? Judy, you remember, whatever. The Sykeston, he was head of Sykeston DPS when they covered up like that McDonald murder or some shit like that. And a guy was huge, like back the blue and shit. And I'm like, yeah, nothing on the Democratic primary ticket. I'm gonna go pull this one so this fucking psycho doesn't, you know, become our. County sheriff because Emerson ain't perfect, but she isn't
Or you
super
mean Dickerson?
Dickerson. My bad. Thank you
Yeah.
for that. Dickerson ain't perfect, but she is, ain't very. She
Hey.
ain't open murder, open season on
I think it's
motherfuckers.
cool that we have a female sheriff, honestly.
I think it's cool we have a psychotic female sheriff.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's cool.
I think that's great. It's progressive.
Wow.
That's the Missouri way.
Who's the chick in Red Dead that's a part of the gang? That's like,
Sadie.
yeah.
There's a lot of chicks on that one.
She's like
I'm
sneaky.
Mrs. Adler. I've been smoking. No one's ever taken nothing from me again. My Jakey. Got two guns in my hands and two in my pussy. Four barrels.
Our primary system in this like area and state is fucked, because you can't
Yeah.
do a split ballot in the primary, which is nuts. Like, I
That does suck.
like in the you know I would have much rather have not been like, oh, I want the Democrat ballot, to the little fucking church ladies who scoff at me. Rather just be like, yeah, I want the neutral one. So I can like pick, like, I'm gonna vote in this race
You gotta pick
for
a,
on the Republican side, but the next thing I'm gonna vote on the Democratic
you
side,
gotta pick a
you
team. Let's go in there like with a big bandage on our head, be like, I want a ballot. They'd be like, "Would you like Democrat or Republican?" I'm like, "I don't know. What would you pick?" Like, we're talking about like, what's your favorite? So, like, what's your favorite thing to eat here? What beer would you like? What should I get? Like, we should.
Darling, you're gonna have to pick.
Hey, you want me to? And then we lift up an armband. It's a swastika. I'd be like, "Oh, Jesus Christ,
You're
fifth one today."
not gonna want to take the demo red one.
Demo, they're the demon rats.
Demon
It's
rats,
demon
demon rats.
rat. You see, Marjorie Taylor Greene keeps showing photos of Hunter Biden's fat cock, blurred, mind you, on the congressional floor.
No, but
She is
that's
so fucking crazy. I bet she's good. I'm gonna hit her up. I'm gonna take her on.
I just love
I'm
this.
gonna take her on a date hunting poor people.
I just love the stories that are like, well, I mean, a new one came out today that was like, Hunter Biden has $4,000 a night rental, sliding down water slide on drugs, naked.
Yeah,
I
he's
was just like,
cool.
he's fucking cool,
Yeah,
dude.
stop making him sound cool.
Also, this guy
Jesus
isn't
Christ.
like,
Let it fucking go. He has a humongous dick that you're jealous of, and he slays puss. He does all the cool shit. Like, I get it, cracks bad, whatever. He's living his best fucking life. All right, let the boy get high, smoke crack, and plow hookers with his fat cock. Like, why is that any business to anyone? And Joe Biden. You remember when, like, the New York Post broke that about, like, Hunter Biden's lab? We have these emails from Joe Biden and text messages from him, and it just sounds like Joe Biden's like the most awesome dad. Of all the fucking shit that you could just rag on Joe Biden
he's just
for,
have fun,
he's
buddy.
like text messages
Like,
is like Hunter Biden's like, "I fucked up, Dad. I'm such a mess." And Joe Biden's like, "I love you, son. Stay strong and all this." I'm like, "What an awesome dad!" Like, yeah, now I want to vote for him. Thank you. I don't want to just vote for him because of lesser of two evils. Now I want to vote because I want a strong dad. I want a strong daddy figure. I want a strong dad that backs genocide in Israel.
your dad is like as strong as like Jessica Connor. Like,
My dad went on that. Did I tell you how Pops went on this fucking anti-immigration rant?
yeah.
I was talking to him and he's like, "They keep coming. They stole my shit." I'm like, "You're in jail. Like, I don't know how to break this to you. Like, you can't bitch about immigrants. Because you're in jail. They don't commit crime like you do. You're in jail, mister. Shut the fuck up."
I mean, if an immigrant commits a crime, they're typically deported. They're not in a
Yeah,
county
they don't.
jail.
Yeah. Unless it's really bad, like jaywalking.
Yeah.
Then they're tickled. They tickle him. ICE comes up and tickles your cousin. LARPing as an ICE, as a border patrol comes up and tickles them. Like, I'm like, what? Like, my dad was always like a union Democrat. He's like, "I'm in the union." Yeah. I'm like, "Cool, labor." But I guess, like, since he can't be in the union because he can't stay out of jail, like, I guess, his brain, whatever brain parasite he has, is finally, like, just deteriorated to degrees. Like, Trump 2024. I'm like,
Can't vote for him, but
yeah, you can't. You're the only, if you're going to do that, I don't think you should vote. I think felons should vote. We're making an exception for you, sir.
I want to circle back to the Hunter Biden thing because
Yeah.
this is definitely like
You think his dick's bigger than Nick's?
I think he's got a thicker dick, but I think Nick's is longer.
Yeah, he's got that struggle. He's got that muscle. He's got that angel head.
Hunter Biden's got like a pint
He's got
glass
a
and
fucking cannoli, is what he's got.
But it's definitely like the conservative media just doing like the backlash, like, well, they were always critical of Trump's kids. And I'm like, the difference is that Trump's kids were like advisors to the fucking
Yeah,
guy. That's
they
the
had their
difference,
hands
bro.
on the lever of po levers
Yeah,
of
this guy's
power.
doing coke and fucking ayahuasca out in the wilderness.
Yeah, he's
He's
getting
like
being an insane fail son. Like, it's way different. He's being cool as fuck.
It's just trying to be like,
Unless he
ha.
like did coke, like had some hooker do coke off his cock and gave her like nuclear launch codes. I don't give a shit. Don't give a shit. But please keep showing his dick on the congressional floor. That's hilarious to me. That is great.
It makes me so horny.
It was a different episode from like the last 20. It was like, oh, some little state politics and some
Yeah.
baseball.
We probably have hit our weekly contribution. I bet we're
We're at 9:57. What did we start at, like 8:45, bro?
8:50-ish.
Yeah.
That's when you came back here, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Who are we gonna vote for?
2024.
That's good leftist.
I mean,
We shouldn't vote
who's
for
beating Biden in the primary?
no one is. We're gonna
No
have to
one
vote.
is.
We're gonna have to vote for Joe
I mean, I'm not going to
Brandon.
vote for Cornell West.
Oh man, this fucking primary shows how much of a crank Cornell West was. That was so disappointing. This
Yeah.
is like the bummer about having activists try and run as politicians and all that. They just ain't cut out for
Well, and
it.
I was kind of getting done with Cornell after. I mean, it's just like, stop going on fucking Bill Maher.
Calling him
Stop going
Brother
on Bill Maher.
Bill.
He, like, this guy fucking sucks. Stop going on a show.
Now, do you see Seth MacFarlane take a big runny dump on Bill Maher over vaccines? Because Bill Maher was on like his little anti-vax kick. And Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, had to come on and talk some sense into him. So it's good.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Bill, get the stupid shot. He actually drew it out of him where in Bill says, I took one for the team and I got the
I
shot.
always love that
Like,
clip.
wow, are you fine? I've been fine. Maybe not emotional. I've been fine. Dick's huge. That's the thing. I'm really pissed off about that. I have a fat fucking dick now. Which you might be thinking, Tom, you got a big dick now. Ain't the ladies gonna like that? Everyone got the shot, stupid. Their dicks got bigger too. I'm back to having a small penis.
Hunter Biden started with like a little pud, but then he just kept getting the
Just
vaccine.
kidding.
Yeah. And then he just got this fucking
Yeah, that's where they should be
man a
invested. Oh,
biscuit in
man.
between the fucking
God,
legs.
if I was a House rep, I'd be like, he is getting shots from Dr. Fauci directly into his penis. You can see here. I would just be a satirical conservative on there. You can see here. Look at that fucking mushroom. Look at that helmet.
Yeah.
God damn, look at that helmet. You can put that on a biker and send him down the highway at 70 plus. That helmet can survive a head-on collision. Look,
who's your crumble champ?
Hunter Biden's cock at this point.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Actually, I'll go with I'm gonna go with Tommy Edman because he's gonna win. I'm a
I'm
winner.
gonna go with the person on Twitter who said that that photo of Kyle Rittenhouse after training, he and
Pointed out the fruit snacks on the fucking floor.
not even that person because the, I need you to look at this while I say it because
Josh made an edit of him that we can never share,
I
but it is perfect.
can't even share that in the
No,
Discord.
we cannot share it in the Discord, but it is funny. So,
Okay, so that look. They said that
pleated
he
pants.
looks like the pig on barbecue sauce. So whoever the fuck said that, that's my crumble chant.
Oh my God, hell yeah,
Yeah,
dude.
he does like it. It's too spot on.
Oh, dude, since I still got 2 more days on my suspension, you should tag at VLone Predator and tell him to make a black or Chinese version of Kyle Rittenhouse in his new tech gear. Yeah. It was good seeing people come on and be like, that's not real. That you still got pleats in your pants. That's clean as fuck. You ain't training for shit. Which also, anyone gonna bring up, like, what are you training for? To go kill more protesters, you fucking little chubby lunatic? Damn. Carolina hot sauce
Also,
looking
he's like,
fuck.
I don't understand what is going on with Kyle Rittenhouse's biology, but he has lost like 60 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Like, I
Yeah,
don't.
no, that's that training. That's that thirst for
The
leftist
guy was
blood.
literally like, that is a 290-pound kid. And then now he's like
275.
240.
Yeah, now he's like,
Yeah.
I crave Antifa blood.
Ascended bite.
I crave the blood of skateboarders vaping at a BLM protest. I desire to protect every Ford dealership to the end, to the death.
Your unarmed attacks are no match for
He's a
me.
Spartan. Yeah, he's a Spartan. He has a shield. It has a Ford insignia on it. With your shielder on it, I shall protect this Ford dealership. This Ford dealership from all these cultural Marxist black Antifa protesters. I'll shoot a white one to be safe. That kid sucks. I hope he dies. Learns to
I hope he
see.
dies. I hope
Yeah.
he's dead.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
I think, what did Thor say? Like, put him in the IDF. I'm like, nah, send him to Russia.
Yeah.
We'll get killed by the Ukrainians.
I'll be based.
Yeah, that's a more of a meat grinder. So,
Yeah, you're not really hearing much about that.
no, the Israel thing's going to tighten it up. The Ukraine, I mean, they're just, last time I checked, Russia's like military capabilities have been like completely nullified in terms of like offensive strategy. So like it's just been a bloody stalemate. They're expected. I think like the death toll I looked on it was like Ukrainians probably lost 100,000 men. They've killed like 130,000 Russians. That's fucking incredible. And Russians have taken like they're expected to have like by the end of this year, if the war drags on, about 500,000 casualties.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's the war report from the worst fans in baseball.
That
Global, state, local politics, and sports with the worst fans in baseball. Who's our
well, now to Zebulon 5, where we're gonna get some information on what the Thraxus are doing to the Glogglomites.
Yeah, just name patrons. We
We're intergalactic. We got
got intergalactic,
global.
yeah.
We got federal, state, and local politics
We gotta
all
do,
right here,
yeah, we
baby.
gotta be like the newscasters, like on fucking, I think Starship Troopers are like, peace or riots breaking out on on Terra Nova 5 or something like that. Klandathu, meteor launch from Klandathu. Join the mobile infantry. Be hot and sexy in the movie. Everyone's hot and sexy. God damn. That movie's all about how fascism could be cool.
I just think of I just think of Neil Patrick Harris in the SS garb, and I'm yeah, the whole thing. It's
I
afraid.
like my
It's
version.
afraid of
I
us.
like my version where it's hard dick troopers and he just like puts his hand on the brain bug. He's like, it's gay.
It's
It's gay.
gay for us.
Hey, fuck that reviewer who says we call each other gay in 15 minutes. It took until like an hour 10, okay? We read that shit.
Yeah.
That review was from like months ago and shit.
But
Maybe a year. It was definitely last
they're
year.
still listening.
Yeah, they're probably still listening. Little piglet. Little hog sloppy eating little piglet.
Yeah.
Gonna curl your little tail. Gonna spank your little pig bottom. Gonna drown you in the fucking mud. All right, who's our patrons?
We got
The IDF,
yeah.
at least APAC,
George Soros.
George Soros, clearly. The
Bravo.
gays, the gays. We have a, it's pretty interesting. The gays backed us.
My dad's just like, let me vouch for my son. He's a good boy.
I mean, all the
Stay
gays,
strong. Yeah,
for some reason,
my dad
they
does
all
the
like us.
Joe Biden good dad thing, but and I'm the
Hello,
problematic
God.
Hunter Biden.
You're the way Hunter Biden has a breakdown over crack. You have a breakdown over being a podcast host. Okay, the patrons.
Bravo, who's wrong about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You're gonna go on his pod and yell at him over that, aren't
Oh,
you?
dude, yeah, fucking
Fucking go cuck him.
Bravo, whiskey. Like, I'm gonna
Yeah,
go at him.
whiskey. Whiskey's the Big Thunder guy.
Yeah. So they're both from Oklahoma. So
We have Bravo.
we got Bravo. We got Cran.
Cran.
We got
We say Cran's name second a lot.
yeah.
Yeah.
We got Jeff.
We have Jeff.
We got Alex.
We got Alex.
We got Nick.
We got Nick.
We got Richie.
We got Richard.
We got Tyler.
We got Tyler.
And we got
We
James.
got James,
That's right,
baby.
baby. Let's
Hold on, let
go.
me go to Patreon, see what the people on the free ones are. We can scream at them.
Yeah, you should pay us.
Give us your money, please.
You should
We
do it.
don't want to do this. We don't want to fucking go to work tomorrow. Want to go to work tomorrow ever again. I forgot the mobile app sucks. You know what? You guys are out there. I think one of them's like named Jay. That's what one of
We
them
should go like in the future, like 30 months from now,
Yeah.
and then we'll just have all that Patreon money racked up
Yeah, and
right
then bring
then.
it back. It's up to 52 a month. Oh yeah, guys. Thank you for the dough. What should be the next thing we buy? You just argue about it in the Discord. What do you want us to use this money on? I think it's stocked up to like 150, 200 bucks. So we still gotta do I still gotta do the camera thing we put on YouTube. Maybe
Yeah,
that's our problem.
cameras should probably be next.
Yeah, let's do that. We can maybe get like higher table here, make it look like we're sitting at desk. Be like, welcome to the worst fans of
Well,
baseball.
I kind of like to send it there, and we're just chilling on the couch.
Yeah.
It's
Two
more homey.
cameras on both of us.
This way, when I caress your thigh, yeah.
Shoot a little goo out of me. Little goo drops.
Who we fucking tonight?
Who we fucking? I don't know, man. Wander Franco's too easy. I mean, I don't want to say fuck Ken Rosenthal, but I think we should put him on blast. He deserves it. Fuck bow ties, right?
Yeah.
Fuck bow ties and short boys.
And thalls.
Fuck.
and roses.
It's roses. Fuck roses and fuck the halls.
We should also fuck city engineers because they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what the hell
Yeah.
they're talking about. They let the Jews tunnel wherever the hell they want to tunnel, okay? Let them have fun, okay? I ain't gonna ask them questions. You shouldn't ask them
They're just
questions,
silly
okay?
guys.
They're just silly little. It's just silly little guys. They just want to dig, okay? They want to dig. They're like the, I guess they're the dwarves from J.R. Tolkien. I don't know. I think that's who you based them off. Let them dig tunnels. Let's see what they make. It's gonna be fun. Maybe it'll collapse all of New York City, and then maybe we can go somewhere else to have that fucking town. We go to Newark.
Newark.
All right. Bye, everyone. We love you all.
Goodbye.